From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's a question that's moving closer to the Supreme Court. A federal appeals court in Atlanta has ruled that the portion of President Obama's health care law requiring all Americans to buy health coverage is unconstitutional. As Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports, the appeals court sided with 26 states that sued to block the law.
The ruling amounts to only a partial victory for the 26 states led by Florida. But the Florida Attorney General's office welcomes the decision. Spokeswoman Jennifer Meal.
The ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upholds our position that the federal health care law exceeds Congress's power.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals reverses a decision by federal Judge Roger Vinson that the unconstitutionality of the so-called individual mandate invalidates the entire law. The states and other critics say the law violates people's rights. However, the ruling conflicts with another federal appeals court in Cincinnati that found the individual mandate to be lawful. The Obama administration says it disagrees with the latest ruling, which likely will lead to a Supreme Court review. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Tallahassee.
President Obama says the political divide in Washington is hurting the economy and getting in the way of job creation.
And if you agree with me, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, or not much of a fan of either, let them know.
Mr. Obama, speaking in his weekly address, he's urging both sides to embrace compromise in order to boost job growth. Republicans are blaming government regulation. In the GOP's weekly address, Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania said the Obama administration's policies aren't working.
This Democratic administration is projected to create more debt than all the debt we accumulated in the entire history of our country, from George Washington all the way through 2008 combined.
Toomey is one of the lawmakers who've been appointed to the Congressional Super Committee created as part of the debt limit agreement. The Iowa straw poll begins in a few hours and several months ahead of the state's caucuses. Today's political event in Ames could reveal strengths and weaknesses among the declared candidates. Meantime, as NPR's Margot Adler reports, comedian Stephen Colbert is trying to sow a little mischief with some unusual commercials.
Earlier this year, the Federal Election Commission gave Comedy Central Stephen Colbert approval for a PAC to solicit campaign contributions. On his cable TV show, Colbert encouraged voters in Iowa to vote for Rick Perry, although he spelled Perry with an A. One Colbert-produced commercial says that's Perry with an A for America and an A for Iowa. Rick Perry with an E has said he will enter the presidential race, but he's not on the Iowa ballot. Colbert bought commercial time on TV stations in Des Moines, but the ABC affiliate rejected the ad, saying it would confuse voters. Colbert said the Midwestern media elite are trying to silence us. Back in 2008, Colbert tried to run in the South Carolina primary, but Democratic Party officials kept him off the ballot. Margot Adler, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Alabama's largest county is rejecting an offer from creditors that would have resolved a three-year-long financial crisis over its sewer system debt. But as Andrew Yeager reports from member station WBHM in Birmingham, the county leaders are still trying to avoid the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history.
Commissioners in Jefferson County, home to Birmingham, instead adopted a resolution authorizing two of the commissioners to negotiate directly with Wall Street creditors. Negotiations had been taking place through an intermediary. The resolution sets a September 16th deadline for drafting a settlement to the county's $3.2 billion sewer debt. Even though that's just a little more than a month away, Commission President David Carrington believes this new direction could stave off bankruptcy.
We're probably closer to a settlement, you know, because the decision makers are going to be talking to the decision makers.
If the county did declare bankruptcy, it would top $4 billion. That's more than double Orange County, California's 1994 municipal bankruptcy, currently the record holder. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham, Alabama.
The Navy base in New Orleans is now under new management. Here's Eileen Fleming.
The installation is being kept open under a public-private deal called Federal City, where 1,100 Marines work with 275 civilians. Marines have a history in the area dating back to 1778, when they arrived in a boat called Rattletrap. The base had been on a list for closure in 2005, but the Pentagon ultimately accepted a city plan to keep it open. Talks are underway for the new National Marine Forces Reserve to open a public area next month. A maritime academy is planned to open next year. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.